This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In response to some ongoing violent protest against police brutality, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are launching an investigation and what he described as left-wing civil unrest in Democrat-run cities. Mr. Trump said federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrest of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. The president told reporters that in America, we will never surrender to mob rule because if the mob rules, democracy is indeed dead. He spoke just hours after Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden claimed the president can't stop the violence because for years he has fomented it. Mr. Trump countered that Biden's strategy is to surrender to the left-wing mob. Some residents in Kenosha have indicated that they do fear a planned visit by U.S. President Donald Trump days after unrest over a police shooting that may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit Tuesday, a week after authorities say that a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for an officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake. The tension began August 23rd. After a video showed a Kenosha police officer shooting Blake in the back. Blake is a 29-year-old black man. The city's mayor said Monday that he believes Trump's visit comes at a bad time, but others actually welcomed the president to the trip. More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. For countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia account for nearly 15 million.